those things came into my life. But I want to tell you, though I never touched those things, I want to tell you I needed the same grace that that drunkard needed out yonder in the ditch. Amen. I needed saving by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to tell you, your goodness ain't going to get you there. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't care how good you think you are, you need salvation. Amen. Or how bad you are, God save you tonight. Amen. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Thank God. I'm glad the shepherd's still hunting. I'm glad the woman's still sweeping with the broom. I'm glad the father's still standing on the porch looking down the road, thank God. One more may be coming home. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! I ain't preaching tonight. Amen. Oh, brother, huh? Woo! Hallelujah. If I could just get excited about the Lord, I'd be all right. Whew. My soul. This is camp meeting. Not cramp meeting, but camp meeting. Amen. I want to tell you, God's here to do business tonight, just like he was last night. Amen. Old feller said, I didn't start it, and I sure ain't going to try to stop it. Amen. If I can do anything, I'll just fan it, bless God, and try to keep it going. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm for whatever God wants. What about you? I'm for his will and his purpose and his glory. Amen. I tell you, I didn't know if everybody had shouted out and run out and all that last night, but I believe we still got enough to go on tonight. Amen. And you'll have enough to go on tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Thank God. Amen. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that applies to a particular dispensation. You know what I'm talking about when I say it. It said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But I want to just do a little Phillips, what do you call it? Anyway, without damaging the scripture, I believe he that enjoys it to the end shall be saved in this dispensation. Amen. We got a salvation you can enjoy tonight. Thank God. Amen. Some people, their heart needs to notify their face that they're saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm for it. I'm for it. Amen. I praise God for his presence tonight in this place. You might as well settle in, because it doesn't matter how this service goes, you know, last night or any night, you ain't getting out of here around 10. Did you notice God didn't let us go home last night till after 10 or so? I forget what it was. And I noticed that. And I noticed a lot of times at church, if he gets out of the banks, he still holds our crowd to 12:15 or 12:30. Some folks, you know, they get feeling good when they know the preacher ain't going to preach. They say, well, we'll get out of here early. Not. Not. Hey, but I tell you, when you're enjoying the Lord, you don't want to get out. You don't worry. You ain't worrying about no clock. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for his good presence tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't want to do anything to get in God's way. And I'd rather just leave the grounds if I knew I'd hinder God's will tonight in this service here tonight. I want God's will to be done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm looking over here at this preacher. He's doing something. I don't know what. Starting the clock. All right. Amen. Amen. I want to say this. These announcements, I hope we can make these announcements and you still feel spiritual. Amen. But stay in your seats tonight as much as possible. Don't be moving about. want to remind you again, this is God's property. If you wanted to go to a rodeo, you're in the wrong place tonight. It's over yonder in Blacksburg. And I love rodeos. I mean, I went to one in Mesquite, Texas a while back. But this ain't a rodeo. This is God's house. You said, don't look like God's house to me. Well, we brought it here. Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Respect it. And realize that we're in God's place. Amen. So please respect that tonight. And then remember those that can help us with any history or pictures of the camp meeting for the website. We want you to do that. Flyers over here for BIBS, Believers Institute for Biblical Studies. I encourage you to get these flyers and look them over, pray them over, and need any question, old Brother Jarvis will be glad to answer any of the questions you may have about the Institute for Biblical Studies. And so you check that out. Preacher's Jubilee will be August the 12th and 13th at Welcome Baptist Church. And I know Brother Rackley will be there along with some other preachers. And Monday night and all day Tuesday, right? The service will be going on. And I'd encourage you to make that meeting. The youth meeting at Northside this time in September 21st, so please remember that. Our revival is in September as well, 22nd through the 26th. Brother Mark Thrift will be with us in those days. And then El Bethel Baptist having revival this next week. I talked to Brother Barfield earlier today, and he had some things he had to do, didn't get away in time. But anyway, he'll be here with us tomorrow night and Sunday night. And so remember these next couple of night services. The messages are on CD, and the sign-up sheet is up here, and there's eight messages, and they're just $1 per CD. And if you'll see AJ after service, then he can fix you up. Need you to pay for them up front. So please do that, and he'll write your name down, the church you belong to, and all of that, and see that you get them when they get them ready. Check out the website, cccampmeeting.com. And these messages will be loaded on the website. And so I want you to check that out. Amen. Appreciate the work these fellas are doing. And aren't you glad for the good sound this week? Amen. The new sound is amen. Well, before the preacher comes, I just want to say this. I was mowing today, and I know you're interested in that. But anyway, I was mowing today, and I guess like most preachers, I'm meditating and thinking all the time. And, you know, and as I was mowing, my grandson, my oldest grandson, had been mowing for me all summer and keeping it up and everything and all of that. And, you know, the way the rain's been, you just can't keep up with your grass. And so I was mowing along, and I noticed I got down next to the fence, my pasture fence, and there's a strip about that wide he hadn't been getting. And so I just whooped on over next to the fence and mowed that, bless God. Amen. Now, I said that to say this. You see, he wasn't getting close enough to the fence, but Papa was. And this preacher this week's been mowing close to the fence. I believe a few times I saw a post turn around. Amen. He'd been mowing close to the fence. And I appreciate his preaching. God's man. God's word. It's been great. It's been good. And we love Brother Barry Racklin. Thank God for his diligence and his dedication and his spirit and how God's used him this week to help us. And, man, it's been tremendous. And we thank God for what he's done. So, Brother Barry, you come on, follow the Lord as you feel led to do. And we'll hear you, my brother, gladly. Amen. Hallelujah.
Is that my voice? That's right. Amen. It's out in the water. Bless you. Amen. Let's open our Bibles, if you would, please, to Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. I tell you, I appreciate the good singing tonight. Not just the good singing. I like when it's anointed. Amen. I like good preaching, but I prefer it be anointed. That's right. If it's not anointed, then it's what man can do. If it's anointed, it's what God can do. And if you've ever been in a service where God was moving, and then you've ever been in a service when He wasn't moving, was there a difference? As I said the other night, God can still do His work. He can still work. Amen. We saw that last night. Amen. I believe, of course, ultimately we have to say that what happened last night was purely the grace of God. No one in here can say we did something to cause that. Amen. I mean, you prayed, you believed God. Some have done business with God on Monday night, probably Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. You know, God done a work Wednesday night. But still, even that, it's what God did last night was grace and mercy. Amen. But I want to say, too, that though it was mercy that God moved, and God will move in His mercy. Amen. His mercy endureth forever and enables Him to move. Amen. But we do not need to presume upon the grace of God. We don't need to make the mercy a bed of relaxation. In other words, come to church any old way, in any old condition, and say, well, God's a God of mercy, He's going to move anyhow. Now, we can't do that. You start sinning against the grace of God. You start turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Amen. A license to be loose. You start allowing the mercy of God to give you freedom to be fleshly and to not deal with sin just because He's a God of mercy. Then that is wrong. You have a wrong opinion of God. The goodness of God ought to lead you to repentance. The fact God has withheld what you've deserved ought to cause you to want to scrooge up close. It ought to cause you to want to get right with God. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, I got good news for you. It's the mercy of God that you're not in hell as I speak. It's the mercy and the grace of God that you are not in the flames of an unending, inescapable hell. And you better thank God. You better thank God you're still among the living. I know tonight. You may think, Lord help. I'm having all kinds of trouble. Hey, you've got it good. You've got it great. I was preaching a rest home service the other last week, and I told those people in the rest home, you know, many of them think, man, we've got it bad. And they do have it bad. You know. But I said, I know a place where there's millions of people that would gladly switch places with you. They would gladly switch their location for your wheelchair. For your physical infirmity. And I said that would happen to be every person that's in the flames of hell. They would love, my friend, to be among the living in the worst possible condition just to have another opportunity to get gloriously saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. I mean, you think about it. I didn't get saved till I was 20 years old. And you think about how many times that I knew about that I had a close call. No telling how many close calls I had that I didn't even know about. The devil tried on numerous occasions to put me in hell. Thank God I had a praying mom, praying dad. Somebody believe in God in my behalf. Somebody in the throne room of grace in my behalf. When I was being foolish, somebody was being faithful. Glory to God. Amen. When I was being foolish, I'm glad somebody was being faithful. Well, when I wasn't praying, thank God somebody was praying. I could run on that one. Hallelujah. You think about it tonight. Just on the other side of that yellow line, oncoming traffic, just one little distraction, looking into the floorboard, looking off, one of the children scream or whatever, divert their attention from the road and veer across the lane. You just missed them about that fall. No telling how many of those the devil wanted to just distract and cause to veer over and snuff you out tonight. But he didn't get his way because he's not the boss. He's not in charge tonight. The devil is not in charge tonight. He has to get permission. And I'm telling you tonight, thank God, it was God's mercy and grace that enabled us to be here tonight. And if you're here lost, thank God God has spared your life that you could be exposed to the spiritual atmosphere of the camp meeting to feel the presence of God tonight. And to hear the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Glory to His name. I'm glad I'm not in hell tonight. I'm glad I won't be in hell tomorrow. I'm glad I won't be in hell next week. I'm glad I won't be in hell next year. Hallelujah. You say, why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away my sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God. Hallelujah. I can't go to hell tonight because there's no place for me. Oh, I said I can't go to hell tonight because there's no place for me. You say, why? Because Jesus has already took my place. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to the grace of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the blood of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about to have a spell. Amen. Glory. I'm going to make some of you real nervous tonight. But I am hail proof, amen. Hey, I am fire proof, amen. Hey, I can't go to hell. Amen, that's right. Why? Because I'm not condemned. All the charges that was against me was passed on to His Son, and His Son Jesus Christ paid the sin debt. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Woo! I'd say tonight, I didn't get up here to do all that. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you, listen,
if I would come by your house tonight and it was in flames. And I denied myself. I put myself on the line. And I came into the burning house and rescued you from a burning house. You'd be forever grateful to me, wouldn't you? You'd say, thank you, preacher, for taking the time. Thank you, preacher, for caring to come into the flames of a burning house to rescue me when I couldn't get out. I was trapped. I was doomed. I was for sure going to die in the flames. But you broke in. You came to where I was. You'd be grateful. You'd be grateful. Well, Brother Kerrigan, far greater than someone's coming by and walking into a burning house and saving you from the flames of a burning house. I want to tell you, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ suffered my hell. He took my place. Thank God. Jesus Christ saved me from a burning hell. If you're here tonight lost, God's done held your case. All the evidence has come on the table. You've been found guilty of sin. You're a guilty transgressor of the holy law of God. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death. You're condemned already, John 3 says. The only reason you're not already in hell is the mercy of God is holding back. The mercy of God is holding back the penalty from being carried out. I say glory. Amen. Hey, man. I don't know what you're doing and you don't know what I'm doing and I'm not sure of what I'm doing. I just know one thing. God's in this place. There's great liberty. God's wanting to save somebody tonight. God's wanting to work tonight in a mighty way for the glory of God. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. I tell you what. God knows my heart, friend. God knows my heart. When I left that seat, I had no intentions of none of this going on. When I came to the pulpit, I announced my text right to the start. Why? That's what I intended to do. Just start preaching. Well, I guess that's what I am doing, but I was planning on doing it from the text. Are you listening? I'm telling you, before God, somebody needs to get in tonight. Amen. God knew you was coming tonight. God knew that you was going to be here on this Friday night. You could have been somewhere else. You could have been doing anything else and a lot of other things. Amen. But I want to tell you, you're here tonight by divine appointment. You're here tonight on divine business. God's got a purpose. God's got a plan. God's got a word for you tonight. I want to tell you, you must be born again. You don't go to heaven because you're good. Amen. You need to be born again. Amen. I know when the wind's blowing, buddy. I'm not too smart, but I know when God shows up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what I'd do if I was you. Your heart's beating out of your chest. I tell you what I'd do. I wouldn't even say excuse me to those sitting beside you. I'd just get up. I'd make my way to an old-fashioned altar. I'd get that load off of me. I'd get that guilt off of me. I'd get that condemnation off of me tonight. You don't have to go to hell. I'm telling you before God, I believe tonight that's one of the horrors of hell. Probably one of the greatest horrors of hell. Is that you will forever know that you did not have to go to that awful place. Can you imagine not ever getting out and knowing the whole time I didn't have to come here? Somebody needs to get in tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus. Help yourself, Lord. You're welcome to take over. Amen. It's not about me. It's not how I look. Amen. I'm not trying to impress anybody. Amen. 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 As long as He gets the glory. Amen. Who is it tonight? Who is it tonight that God inserted these last 10 or so minutes just for you? Inserted it. You say, would God care? Hey, if God cares enough about you to send His Son, He cares enough to send you a message. If He'll give you a Savior, He'll give you a sermon. He'll give you a message. He'll send you the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's bow for prayer, Father. Father, in Jesus' name tonight, Lord, I want to thank You for what You're doing. Lord, I know just sure as I'm standing in this pulpit tonight, You're dealing with somebody. Lord, You do not do what You're doing. I've been in this thing long enough, Lord. I've seen You work. I've seen You do this before. I've seen You do it before. You're not a God of duplication. You don't have to duplicate. You don't do again what You've done before just because You can. Lord, You're moving specifically tonight. You're moving special tonight. Lord, You're moving distinctly tonight with somebody in mind. You don't move without somebody in mind. You've got somebody targeted tonight. Their heart's beating out of their chest. They know they've been found out by the Spirit of God. And they know that tonight is the night. They know today is the day of salvation. And Lord, they need to just break out right now. Lord, from wherever they are, wherever they're seated, whether it be outside the tabernacle, inside the tabernacle, the front, the middle, the back, left or right side, it don't matter. Lord, they've been found out. And they need to come. Lord, I thank You. I thank You that You're a God of origination. Lord, I'm thankful tonight that this is not mechanical. Lord, if it was mechanical, it'd be the same every service. We'd just come and we'd go through our little rut and our little ritual, our little routine. But Lord, I want to thank You, God, that tonight's different. Lord, I've been in church all of my life. And I've never, Lord, we've never been in a church service just like this one. Lord, You're tailor-making the service tonight. Lord, we want You to have Your way tonight. We want You, Lord, to get the glory. Drive back every power of hell. Lord, I know that the devil does not want to give up one of his followers and one of his servants. But Lord, I've never found in the Bible where You ask Him if You can save anybody. Lord, I thank You that You can strip sinners from the clutches of sin just because You have the authority and the power to do so. Lord, I just pray now that Your will be done. I don't know who it is, and that's not my business tonight to know. But I want to thank You tonight for what You've already done. And for what You're going to do tonight. Be glorified. No man can come except to be drawn. And I know that even if they're drawn, they'll not come unless they submit their will and say, "Yes, Lord." Lord, that first move, that first step will be when their will breaks. Lord, I pray you help them to move, whoever it is. Throughout the course of the service, while I'm preaching, whatever else that goes on tonight, Lord, somebody getting saved tonight won't interrupt nothing. Lord, have your way tonight. We'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name. I want you to bow your heads with me just for a second. I'm trying to mind the Lord. I'm trying my best to be sensitive, Holy Spirit. I want to ask you tonight, this great congregation, I want to ask you tonight, is there anyone in this service, and I'm not going to come to you, I'm not going to embarrass you, I'm not going to point you out. The Spirit of God's not in there. I just simply want to ask you tonight, is there anyone in the service that just by the uplifted hand, by that you're saying, preacher, pray for me. God's dealing with me tonight. I need to be saved. I see that hand. Yes, I see that hand. I see that hand. God's dealing with me tonight. God's speaking to me tonight. I'm the one, preacher, or I'm one of the ones God's dealing with tonight. Would you come? We're waiting on. I've got high expectation. What caused it? The way God just broke in. The way God just broke in tonight. I've got expectation that He's drawing somebody. He's speaking to somebody. He's working in somebody's heart. Amen. That's right. Glory to God. That's right. Amen. That's right. Well, it's always a good time for sinners to get saved. Amen. Somebody else tonight said, preacher, I'm not saved. Just raise that hand. Just slip your hand up. By that you're saying, preacher, pray for me. You're just giving a personal prayer request. It's what you're doing. That uplifted hand. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not a Christian. Yes, ma'am. I see that hand. I see that hand. Yes, I see that hand. I'm not a Christian, preacher. I'm not saved. If I were to have died in a car wreck before I got to service tonight, or if I die in my seat right now, I wind up in hell. God's speaking to me tonight. How about it tonight? Is there another one? We're going to pray for you. I told you we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Some of them raised their hands already in the altar tonight. It pays to mind God tonight. It pays to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Anyone else tonight? Said, preacher, I'd raise my hand, but I'm a church member. Who cares? Church members that are lost goes to the same hell as the drunk on the street. What will people think about me? Who cares? What people think about you is not worth going to hell over. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I made a little old flimsy profession of faith when I was little, but it never did change my life. And there's no evidence that I ever got saved. I want to say this tonight, all this congregation, you cannot be saved and there not be evidence of it. If there's no evidence, you have no case. Anybody else tonight? We're waiting on you. God's inserted this time and this service just for you. How about it? Is there another? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not a Christian. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not a Christian. One other thing, and we're going to pray. One other proposition, we're going to pray. I wonder how many in this building tonight, by the uplifted hand, you say, preacher, I am saved, but I'm not right with God. I'm not where I need to be with God. And God's dealing with me tonight. So why do you put those two proposals together? Because you, not being right with God, can grieve the Holy Ghost. You can quench the Spirit of God tonight to where sinners will not feel that pull and that tug of the Holy Spirit of God. You're here tonight and listen, if you're saved, you know it. You know it. It's not questionable. There's evidence of it in your life, but you're just not where you need to be with God. You're not right with God. You've let your spirituality slip on you. Why don't you lead the way? Why don't you lead the way tonight? As we wait just a moment. As we wait just a moment. That's right. There's folks slipping out. You don't have to open your eyes and look and see who it is. All you need to be concerned about is it me. You need to look inside the person sitting in your seat. Is it me? Is it me, Lord? Is it me, Lord? Am I hindering the service? Am I hindering my church? Am I hindering sinners? Am I hindering the Holy Ghost? As we wait just a moment. Folks doing business this altar tonight. Yeah. Folks doing business tonight. God, I'm telling you, he's broke in this meeting, folks. Yeah. This thing's on the verge, buddy, of a breakout of revival. Exactly what it is. Yeah. Don't cancel the order now, friend. You've been praying about this. Yeah. You've been praying about it. A lot of investment, a lot of time, a lot of prayers. Hey, don't cancel the order now. Yeah. Amen. Father in heaven, we come one more time. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would work mightily in and on this congregation, that you would speak to us and through us. Lord, I want to thank you for some of those that raised their hand lost tonight, have already made their move, already finding their place on an old-fashioned altar, and I trust are being dealt with about sin and salvation with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God. Whoever's dealing with them, give them wisdom. Give them discernment. Help them to have discernment. To not just go through a little repeat after me. And Lord, a little mamby-pamby prayer. But Lord, I pray you'll help them to do business in the Holy Spirit as a soul winner and a witness to them in the altar tonight. Lord, those in the altar doing business about getting right with God. Lord, would you help them tonight to turn loose of sin. Repent of sin. And so, God, I confess my sin. Oh, God, I'm repenting of my sin. I purpose by the grace of God tonight I'm going to get right. And by the grace of God, I'm going to walk and live and work and serve God all the days of my life. Lord, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight, oh Jesus. We give you and we allow you and we desire you to have the preeminence. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Who needs to move tonight? Hallelujah. Glory. What happened to you? You got saved tonight. I want to be the first one to welcome you into the family of God. One got in tonight. It pays to mind God. It pays to mind the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's have just a few. Where do you go to church at? Welcome. Let's have just a few of the young ladies from Welcome. Come up here and welcome her, shake her hand, let her know you're glad to have her in the house of, not just in the house of God, but in the family of God. Amen. 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 Somebody else. Somebody else now. Amen. Child of God, please pray. There's a warfare. I guarantee you there's a warfare going on right here. Warfare going on right here. Devil don't want to turn loose. Amen. And we know salvation's of the Lord. Man can't produce it. It's not of human ingenuity. Human cannot figure it out and produce it. God's got to do it. Holy Ghost needs to be in this altar working tonight. Amen. If you can pray, get a prayer through. You need to be praying tonight. If you can get a prayer through, you need to be praying tonight. If you can't get a prayer through, you need to be down here getting right so you can pray. So you can pray. God's breaking on us again tonight. Are you listening? Hey, we're not trying to duplicate. We're not trying to make nothing happen. We're just letting it happen. Amen. We're trying to mind God tonight. Somebody needs to move. Somebody else needs to move. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, some work. God's working right over here. Christians, are you praying? Does it mean something to you tonight, child of God, whether they really do get the goods or not? We're not interested in standing up and making a profession. We're not interested in that, Brother Paul. We're not interested in numbers as far as just for the sake of numbers tonight. We're interested in people really getting saved, life changing. Amen. That's what we're interested in tonight. Amen. 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 Better mind God. Better mind God. Are you listening? Better mind God, folk. Better mind the Lord. You better mind God. I'd hate to find out at the judgment seat of Christ tonight. I'd hate to find out at the judgment seat of Christ, which is the judgment of believers, that because of my spiritual condition, I hindered the power of the Holy Ghost from working in this camp meeting service.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'd hate to find that out. I'd hate to find that out. I came to the pulpit to preach tonight. And I mean, just about that quick. I seen right quick, we're going another direction, and the whole time we've been going that direction, I've been wondering, how am I going to get back off of that onto this?
Yeah.
But I'm not right now worried about how I'm going to get off of that onto this, because I'm liking what God's doing. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Hey, Brother Rackley, this is why. This is why. Young man, I want you to tell these folks there what's happened to you tonight.
Yeah, tell it.
I finally given all my pride and finally got saved tonight.
Amen. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God, that's right.
Amen. Hey, this young man had a problem that I believe a lot of church folks
pride.
Have. And they came to the altar one day and got on their knees and said, God, would you forgive me my sins? He's already done that. He did that on Calvary. What needs to take place is what took place in this young man's heart. Is that he come to realize that it wasn't what he'd done, but what he was.
Amen. Hallelujah! Glory!
And right over there on his knees, he asked God to forgive him for what he was. A sinner. The reason a lot of professors can't ever get victory over their sin is they never ask God to forgive them of what they are. I'll tell you, you ever get that settled what you are and realize that God saves sinners,
have your way, Lord.
You can have victory in your life.
Amen.
You can have victory to walk with God.
Amen.
When He saves you from what you are to what He wants
Amen.
You to be.
Amen.
Amen. As some of you in this building tonight, you maybe need to do what He did. Come to this altar and say, oh God, I want you to forgive me for what I am. The reason I can't ever get victory in my life is because of what I am. The reason I can't ever get assurance of my salvation is because of what I am. And Lord, because of what you did on that tree, you can change me from what I am to what you want me to be. And God, if you'll forgive me for what I am, I'll have victory in my life where I can live for you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord. Have
amen.
Your way, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're done out in the river now, folk. It's done got bigger than any of us. Amen. It's out of our control, and thank God it is. Amen. Amen. Who's next? Somebody else needs to move. Amen. This is your night. God has sent this service just for you. Won't you come? You glad you come? Hallelujah. You could have stayed in your seat. Nobody else would may have ever known anything. And if something would have happened to you tonight, that whoever had your funeral probably say, well, he's in a better place. Not even knowing that you was lost. Amen, brother. But now where are you going if you die? Heaven! Amen. Glory to God. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. That's right. I've been saying it for two or three nights. God can still work. God don't have any problem doing His work. If He's got liberty, amen, He can work. Amen. He can work. I'm not minimizing preaching. I'd rather preach than eat. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you what. We've heard enough preaching. We've heard enough preaching, not just this week, but we've heard enough preaching. You've heard enough preaching in your lifetime, my friend, to save 10,000 worlds. Amen. Oh, I tell you what we need. It's time, Brother Pettit, that people start acting on what they've heard. Amen. You know you need to get in. Why don't you get in tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Kerrigan, this used to be the norm. It used to be the normal thing that the service would be abnormal. Amen. The unexpected, the unexplainable begins to happen. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you something. The God of that Bible, friend, is a miracle working God. He is a supernatural God. And when He's got permission from our will to work, and we're not grieving Him, and we're not quenching Him, He's going to be doing supernatural things. Amen. When's the last time you saw a miracle in your church? Well, it's just the darkness of the day, preacher. You know, we're just in the days of apostasy, and it's the great falling away. That don't change God. That don't change God. Where things are always the same in your services, where things are always the same, there is a lack of the Spirit of God. When there is the natural instead of the supernatural, that's what man can do. That is a machine. That is not God. We need a revival of God getting back in the leadership, getting back into the control of the church. That's right. Amen. 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 That's right. Just come on. You don't have to be lost to come. Maybe you've got a... Do you have a burden? You have a burden? When's the last time a tear came out of your eye and ran down your cheek because you was brokenhearted over a lost loved one or some neighbor or work associate or a friend that's lost without God? I promise you, if you don't care that they're lost, they won't care that they're lost. Hey man, y'all ready? I'm fixing to drop one on you right here. You listening? As a saved person, if you are not concerned about your spirituality, I know you're not concerned about souls. Now do like this right here. Go. If you'll do like that, you can swallow that one down real good. If you don't care about your prayer life, amen. I guarantee you don't care about sinners being pardoned. If you don't care about your fellowship with God, oh, come on, Jesus. Just keep them coming, amen. If you don't care about your fellowship with God, then you don't care about sinners' relationship with God. That's right. God's a moving tonight. Hey. Could it be that out of this congregation, God put His hand on somebody and say, I want you to serve me. I want you to preach the gospel. Amen. Some young man in there. Amen. Hallelujah. What a glorious privilege that'd be. Amen. God's working. Hallelujah. God's working. Amen. Of course, when the God's working, the devil will try to work. He'll try to get you distracted. He'll try to get your mind on everything coming and going. Please don't let this service come to a close on you tonight. Get in your car and say, man, I wished I'd have moved. I wished I'd have done business with God. Man, I can't believe I didn't go to the altar. I can't believe that I didn't reach out and call on God. I can't believe. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take advantage of God being here. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Let God work in you tonight. Let God work on you. Be good to get in the altar tonight. Hey, let me tell you something, saved folk. Saved folk, everybody saved listening. Listen, saved folk. There's another level for you. I don't care how close to God you are, there's another level. Are you, hey, you know what we're suffering from in our churches? They're not interested in. Saved people are not interested in going any further with God. That's the way it always has been over, listen, between 1.5 and somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5 million people came out of Egypt. Every last one of them, except two people, Joshua and Caleb, every one of them said, when they got in the wilderness, this is far enough. How many in here has drew a line in the sand and you've told the Holy Ghost, I'm not going no further. I'm not going to give up nothing. I'm not going to quit nothing. I'm not going to start nothing. I'm not going to sanctify. I'm not going to clean up. I'm not going to separate from this world to go to another level. You know good and well, friend, I'm telling it right, Brother Rochester, our churches, for the most part, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, are the same. Where, Brother Pettit, why are we not going to another level? Why is our churches as a whole not going to another level? I tell you why. Most of the people in our pews have pretty much told God, maybe not verbally, but you've told God in your actions, I'm not going any further. I'm saved, and that's as far as I'm going. And there's thousands upon millions and millions of people's going to go to hell because of an apathetic church. All right. Listen. You know what the definition of mediocre is? Barely acceptable. Lukewarm. Lukewarm. Not interested in the fire of God. Not interested in the heat that God can give us. No. We're just content with a mixture of cold and a mixture of hot, and it just brings us into a comfort zone, and that's where most people are, and I dare say many even here tonight is in a comfort zone. You're not interested really in going to another level. How can we, folk, listen, we that are saved here tonight, how can we that are saved tell the Savior who went all the way that we're only going to go so far? You ought to get an altar tonight and say, God, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of straddling the fence. I'm tired of living two lives. I'm tired of serving two masters. Amen. Hallelujah. Get in the altar and say, God, here I am. All that I am and all that I ever shall be, here I am. I surrender all tonight. How about it tonight? How about it tonight? There's more. Brother Molnax, there's more. I mean, you think of what we saw last night and this week and a little bit already tonight. That is, as Grandma used to say, that's a drop in a bucket. That's a drop in a bucket compared to what God really wants to do. I'd like to be in a service one time where it was evident everybody minded God. I don't know if I could stand it, but I'd sure like to try. You might have to carry me out on a stretcher. Amen, because I don't know that I could stand it, but I'd sure like to try. I've been in services in 32 years where I thought it was going to be unbearable, that God was moving. And it would go and it would go and it would climb and it would get higher and higher. And then all of a sudden, it'd start just like it was falling off a cliff. Boom. You know what that was? That was the Holy Ghost running into somebody saying, no. That was the Spirit of God running into somebody that said, no, I'm not going no further. I'm not getting no closer. I'm not going to separate. I'm not going to sanctify. Amen. Amen. That's right. You can't, let me help you with something. You can't be right with God and listen to trashy, ungodly, worldly music. You say, preacher, you're meddling. No, I'm telling you, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. God knows I've got to get your listening before I can lead you. I've got to get your listening before I can... Amen. God knows that, and the devil knows that. If the devil can get your listening, he's got your living. Because you're going to live according to what you're listening to. I'm telling you, I know. You're looking at one, my friend, before I ever heard one message on it. Got saved by the grace of God. And the night I got saved, the Holy Ghost, without any preaching on it, the Spirit of God put His finger on it and said, that's got to go. And you know what? I did not argue. I did not argue. I got rid of, and that was 32 years ago, and it's still gone. I promise you, you won't hear that preached on. You say, that ain't in the Bible. What do you think Ephesians 5:18 and 19 talks about? Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you can't sing it to the Lord and make melody in your heart to the Lord with it, then you don't need to be listening. If we're wanting the power of God, church, listen, I'm talking to saved people. If we're wanting the power of God like is available to us, we are going to have to move into the realm of sanctification.